supporting local Laguna Beach nonprofits. Welcome to Caroline's Cause Corner.
KX93.5.
Once a week, Caroline Bruderer joins us in studio to highlight another great local nonprofit. And we've got a special one today, Caroline.
Please
introduce our guest.
We have an extended Cause Corner today. Good morning, everybody. Today we have Dr. Chad Nelson, who is the CEO of Surfrider Foundation, who grew up here in Laguna Beach, and we're just thrilled to have you in the studio.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. I can't believe you haven't been in before.
I know, I'm glad to be here.
But he listens, which I'm very flattered
yeah.
by.
I do,
so
yeah.
Thank you.
So why don't we dive in and start by talking about your 2016 initiatives for Surfrider and what's going on there.
Sure. So the Surfrider Foundation.
Let's get a little closer to that mic.
Yeah, the Surfrider Foundation is has local chapters all around the country, but there's 84 of them. So we're really a national group that acts like a local group in every community.
Mm-hmm.
So some of our big issues here in California, we're working on a statewide initiative to ban single-use plastic bags.
Mm-hmm.
They're a common piece of trash found on the beach and oceans. The city of Laguna Beach banned them in 2012.
Mm-hmm.
There's sort of a useless item that just causes waste. The state of California passed a bill to eliminate them statewide, the first state in the United States, so it's a big deal. The plastic bag industry actually fought back and put it on the ballot. So on the 2016 ballot in November, when we're voting for the president, in California we're also going to be voting to ban single-use plastic bags statewide, which I think will be a trend that'll sweep across the nation when that happens.
Probably, but we'll make sure to keep an eye on that and promote that more as it gets closer to the election cycle for sure.
Yeah,
we're talking
definitely.
A lot about plastics in the ocean on my show lately, and it's gotten worse and it's kind of scary. So tell me your thoughts on all of that.
Yeah, it's been amazing. 10 years ago, we'd go out and clean beaches, and we thought we were picking up the litter on the beach just to keep our beaches clean.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't until a guy who was actually a former Surfrider chapter activist from Seal Beach sailed a sailboat from here to Hawaii and trolled for plastic and found plastic throughout the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of launched this question. Hey, how much plastic is out there? And in the last 10 years, the more research they do, the more plastic they find.
Well, now we know.
It's everywhere.
Yeah, it's everywhere all over the world. And those big, huge, what are they called?
The gyres,
that
spin around
yeah.
mm-hmm. that are sort of aggregating all that plastic. So they estimate there's 5.25 trillion pieces of plastic in the ocean. And 16 million tons of plastic's entering the ocean every single day. So, a lot of that is just absolutely wasteful, single-use plastic bags being a perfect example.
And if we do ban those successfully in the upcoming vote, what's an alternative to that for people to use?
Yeah, so just like Laguna Beach, you can get a paper bag and it costs you 10 cents.
Right.
And so you can always, if you forget your reusable bag, or you're a visitor from out of town, you can do that. But what we found is that people switch over and use the reusable bags, and the bag ban is actually more popular in the cities. 130 cities in California have already banned single-use plastic
right.
bags.
Mm-hmm.
The ban is more popular in the cities that have already banned them than elsewhere. So it just shows you that people can adapt and make that switch, and it's not a big issue.
Very interesting. So you've been on a major road trip visiting your chapters all over the country. Tell us a story about when you were surfing in the snow.
Yeah, definitely. So a couple weeks ago, we have an Eastern Long Island chapter that's out at the tip of Long Island, kind of based around Montauk, which is sort of the surfing capital of New York.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was out there a couple weeks ago meeting with our chapter activists. There's been a big, after Sandy, there was a lot of coastal erosion, that big storm mm-hmm. that hit the East Coast a couple years ago. And unfortunately, they're building a big sort of seawall along the city of Montauk, which is going to threaten the beaches there. So I was out there to talk to the chapter about that issue. There was a big storm the week before, and it snowed about 6 or 8 inches. And a couple days later, I was out there, and the conditions were great. So the guys took me surfing, and we had to tromp across the snow to get into the 40-degree water, but the conditions were clean, and the waves were super fun.
I can't even get in, at Thalia, so I don't know.
What's your suit like?
Yeah,
Michelin Man when you're in.
It was surprising. I had a 6'5" wetsuit on with a built-in hood, these sort of lobster claw looking booties and our gloves and booties. And actually, it was sunny and glassy. So when I was in the water, I was actually warm.
Probably warmer than you were outside.
It was just getting into the thing and getting out of the thing that was the challenge.
Yeah. Freezing cold.
Yeah, but it's cool. Those guys do it all year round. It's amazing. They have great surf in the mm-hmm. winter, and they're just mm-hmm. out there.
That's very cool. So what have you found? Are there any similarities to the different coasts in terms of things that we all need to be aware of? Or is it very different because of their weather system and having hurricanes and, you know, just...
Yeah, you know, in some ways there are a lot of similarities, and then there's some differences. So, you know, both coasts are plagued with water pollution issues, and so that's a common issue almost everywhere we go. You know, beach access along the west coast of the United States is actually a lot better. We kind of take it for granted in Laguna that at the bottom of every street there's a set of stairs going to the beach.
Right.
You know, that's not true everywhere in the world.
Yeah.
You know, and then from the coastal erosion issues, you know, the East Coast is much flatter, and they have these barrier islands, which are really temporary. They were formed by sort of glaciers. So their coastal erosion issues, as we saw with that storm, Sandy, are much more severe. And they have hurricanes. You know, we get hurricanes off Baja that give us great surf, but they almost never come up and, like, wallop us. Whereas there, they actually get hit by them. So those issues are certainly more challenging for them than they are on the West Coast.
Very interesting. How can people get the listeners get involved? Where are you looking to plug people in this year?
Yeah, you know, I'm glad you asked that question. So we have these chapters, 84 chapters all around the United States, and here in Laguna we have the South Orange County chapter, which is San Clemente, Dana Point, and Laguna Beach combined. And you know, there used to be a lot of activity in Laguna in years past, and in recent years the sort of center of gravity of that chapter is drifted south. We had a big fight over protecting Trestles, surf spot in San Clemente, and you know, some access issues at Dana Point around the Strands development. So that's kind of been the primary focuses. But this coming year, we're actually looking to sort of increase our activity in Laguna Beach. We're going to start up a club at the high school next year. We're going to get more involved in some of the water quality issues at Aliso Creek. Kind of start doing some more beach cleanups, you know, and Lagunas, we're pretty lucky. We have a pretty healthy marine environment. We have this great marine reserve offshore now, but there still are challenges. There's still water pollution after it rains, you know, and so there's plenty of things to be done in Laguna. So we're looking to ramp up our work in Laguna in the coming year.
Well, I'm always impressed with your guys' community partnerships as it is. I mean, we worked together on the Beach Boy show a couple years ago and raised a little money for Surfrider, but it seems like every event in some way, every event that has to do with the oceans involves you. I mean, you become the forefront of that with many community organizations. Are there other partnerships or other collaborations going on right now with local community people or organizations that are worth mentioning?
Yeah, you know, that's something we need to do more of. Laguna is really blessed with a number of really amazing groups. There's the Laguna Ocean Foundation that's done great work on the tide pools. You know, there's been Zero Trash Laguna that's just done an amazing job of cleaning up the coast. You've got James Pribram and Eco Warrior also doing cleanups and working with the youth in town. And so, you know, we recognize none of these things can be done by any one group in isolation. And really the key, you know, the Trestles campaign was a perfect example. There was about 15 environmental organizations that came together to, you know, stop that toll road. So, you know, we like being known as working well with others, and we want to keep that up.
Yeah,
that's a really powerful thing when you have all those organizations working in tandem, you know, sometimes. that's cool.
Yeah.
You get stuff done.
Yeah, you do. You need it. And everybody kind of brings a different skill set and strength to the activity. So,
well, what's the number one thing that people should know about Surfrider?
The number one thing is that we're an activist-based organization. It's based on volunteers. And so, you know, we welcome everyone. Everything we do is through our volunteer chapter network. So there's a million ways that you can plug in to Surfrider. You can be an e-activist and follow us online. You can join as a member, or you can actually show up and get involved in hands-on activities. So everybody who cares about our ocean waves and beaches can find a way to engage in some level at the Surfrider Foundation.
And that's at surfrider.org?
Surfrider.org.
And then you will find your own chapter, right?
You can get down to your chapter right from the main site.
Well, I love that. As we're wrapping up, is there anything else we want to ask our special guest?
How's the transition been for you? It's only a couple years as CEO, right? So
Yeah, so I was with Surf Rider. I've been with Surf Rider for almost 17 years. I ran the science and policy shop for 16 of those years, and it's been about 18 months that I've been at the leadership. And, you know, I have to say, I thought I knew everything after 16 years, but it's been a bigger transition than I expected. I used to say I used to spend the money. Now I have to help earn the money. Mm-hmm. But I love it. I think, you know, I really believe in the organization. I wouldn't be there this long as I've been. And, you know, part of what we need to do is get the word out about what we're doing and do a better job of engaging more people. So that's my mission is to get more people involved in Surf Rider.
Cool. Chad Nelson from Surf Rider Organization. Well done, Caroline. Thanks for bringing him in this morning.
Thank you.
Thanks, you guys.
Caroline's Cause Corner, would you like to do your sign off?
Sure. Thanks for listening, everybody. Like my Facebook page and give me other ideas of people I should be interviewing. Until next time, this is Caroline Bruder for Caroline's Cause Corner. Make it a giving day.
This was Caroline's Cause Corner. Enter your business at kx935.com/causecorner. Back to generational alt-rock. KX935, Laguna's only FM.